Chapter 3. Chimpanzees Day and Night. Male chimpanzees are bigger than female chimpanzees, and they are better at fighting too. There is always a male at the top of any community. If you watch a group of chimpanzees carefully, you can quickly see the alpha male. He is a special animal. The alpha male is not always the strongest male. The alpha male needs to be strong, but he needs to be intelligent too. If a chimpanzee wants to stay the alpha male for a long time, he needs to use his brain as well as his arms and legs. David often has to show his group that he is strong, and he needs the other chimpanzees to be afraid of him. They do not want to fight him. But David is an intelligent animal, and he uses his brain well. He sometimes makes friends with other chimpanzees in the group. His new friends can help him if he needs them. There is a hierarchy in the group. Some males are more important than other males, and David is at the top. The group hierarchy is important for females too. Sometimes females in a community get together and help to push out the alpha male. And some females are higher in the hierarchy than other females. The important females eat and drink before the other females, and they can also mate with the alpha male. The chimpanzees at the bottom of the hierarchy, male or female, always come last. If a chimpanzee wants to show that he or she is below another animal in the hierarchy, he or she is submissive. To be submissive, a chimpanzee can hold out its hands to a more important animal, or it can turn its back. Male chimpanzees always live in the same community, the community that they were born in. The males have lived together for a long time, so they know all the males in the community very well. But the females come from other communities. A female between 9 and 14 years old is ready to mate for the first time, and she leaves her community. She finds a new community and goes to live with a new group of chimpanzees. Young chimpanzees stay with their mothers for 2 or 3 years before they can live alone. The mothers in a community usually stay in a group together with their children. Older male children usually stay together as well. Usually, a chimpanzee community lives in a piece of forest, a territory, that is between 7 and 32 square kilometres. But David's group's habitat is not forest, and there are not many fruit trees, so they need more land. They have a territory of 90 square kilometres, but they need a big territory, because in the dry season, there is not as much food and water. They sometimes need to travel a long way to eat and drink. David's group does not meet many other groups of chimpanzees because it has a big territory. Perhaps there are not many females in the community because females do not want to travel a long way to a new community. Few females have made the long and dangerous journey to find David's community. Chimpanzees do not want other groups to come into their territory. In the rainforests, male chimpanzees often travel around the sides of their territory. If they meet a chimpanzee from another community, they will fight him. Sometimes chimpanzees are hurt or die in these fights. But there are no other chimpanzees near David's territory, so the group does not fight other groups. But sometimes, a strange thing happens when the community goes to the Gambia River at the north end of their territory. The chimpanzees call to one another, and their calls sometimes come back from the other side of the river. Is there another group across the river? The chimpanzees get very excited. The tension gets high, and one male, Lex, can get quite angry. Lex calls loudly across the river, but of course he is angry with his own voice. This loud calling shows that the community is worried by strange chimpanzees. Chimpanzees usually eat and travel in the day, and they sleep at night. In the forest, they do not usually travel very far in a day because they are able to find food quickly. Forest chimpanzees usually travel 2 or 3 kilometres in a day. But David's group usually travels 5 kilometres a day, and often they have to travel 15 kilometres in the dry season. Sometimes the group finds a tree with a lot of fruit, and they can stay there all day to eat it. But that is a lucky day. Usually, they need to walk a long way for their food. Sometimes, the community breaks into smaller groups for a few days, and they look for food in different places. The smaller groups meet again later. The chimpanzees in David's group often start to move at 4 o'clock in the morning, before the sun comes up. They finish late, after dark. Every night, chimpanzees build a new nest in a tree. If they need to rest, they sometimes build a nest in the middle of the day. Sometimes they sleep on the ground, but they will not do this if there are any dangerous animals near. Chimpanzees usually go back to the same places to sleep, but they build a new nest every night. There are a lot of old nests in the trees. People watching chimpanzees know that they must be careful. Chimpanzees are strong and intelligent animals. It is not a good idea to go too near to them, and you must never move quickly or make a loud noise. And you must be ready to move back if the chimpanzees get angry. Rosie Thomas and the cameramen soon knew all the chimpanzees in David's group. "Mike's hair is redder than the other male's hair," said John Brown, a cameraman. "Luther has dangerous eyes, and David walks like an important animal." Many of the male chimpanzees have been in fights. They have lost fingers or parts of an ear, or they have old cuts on their arms and legs. Each animal is different from the other ones, and this makes it possible for scientists to know all the chimpanzees in a community. The group hierarchy is important for females too. Chimpanzees build nests in the trees.